In this week's parsha, in the tzivoy of the various kelim that we have to build for the Mishkan, includes the Aron. The Aron obviously is associated with the Luchos, with the Torah, with Talmud Torah. And the pasuk says, "Mibayis umichutz etzapenu." You have to gold plate it inside and outside. And really, I think the Aron is the only kli that is gold plated on the inside. Most of the kelim don't necessarily have an inside that's invisible. No one can ever see the inside of the Aron, meaning it's all covered. No one sees what's on the inside. Nonetheless, it has to be gold-plated on the inside. So Chazal asks, why does it have to be gold-plated on the inside if no one can see the inside anyway? What's the big deal? And they famously answer that Rava says, from here we see a Talmud Chacham, she'ein tocho kebaro, eino Talmud Chacham. If this represents Torah, Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham whose inside is not like his outside, a Talmud Chacham who's a hypocrite, who's very frum and very good on the outside, but not on the inside, is not a proper Talmud Chacham. Torah is only a valid Torah. Talmud Chacham is only a valid Talmud Chacham if his inside matches his outside. And that's why even the hidden, invisible inside of the Aron had to be gold. So in a very nice, safer drush called the Yalkut Yehuda, Yehuda Lev Ginsburg of Denver, Colorado, he asked the obvious question. If really you have to be through and through the real thing, then why is it only gold on the inside and the outside with wood in between? It should be pure gold. The Talmud Chacham should be pure without any, he should be the real thing. It should be gold in the outside, inside, and the middle. Why do we have wood in the middle and only gold on the inside and the outside? And he gives a very, very nice insight. He says, right, I once heard a pitgam from out there in the world, right, when something like perfect is the enemy of good, right? Meaning, if your standards are too high and you think it's 100% or nothing, you'll end up with nothing, right? Says, no one's perfect. What is it? Someone can mistakenly think, what does it mean? If I want to be a Talmud Chacham, if I want to be something, means I have to be perfect. I have to be all the way through, like, whatever I do, any second in my life, if I ever do anything wrong, then I'm not a real Talmud Chacham, I should give up. And he said, no, chas v'shalom. He says, that's not a realistic expectation. He says, no one says a Talmud Chacham who's not pure gold is not a Talmud Chacham. Everyone's a human being. No one's perfect. No one say that if you're outside, you know, you try and live up to a certain standard, you try and act a certain way, you try to make the right Kiddush Hashem and to act in a way that you should. If you're not always perfect and sometimes you mess up and you don't always live up to it, that's not what Chazal are talking about. That's the wood in the middle. You're still a Talmud Chacham. What does Chazal mean? There's the outside and the inside. The inside is the deep inside. In the deepest recesses of your heart, do you really want to do the right thing? Do you really want to come close to Hashem? In the innermost layer, do you really want to do the right thing in life? You really want Ruchnius? Then, on the outermost layer, acting like Talmud Chacham, then you're real Talmud Chacham. In between the inner core of your heart and the outside, do you sometimes mess up? Do you sometimes do things which just Talmud Chacham shouldn't? Do you sometimes not always live up to your ideals because you're only a human being? Yes, and that's, you should always strive to be better. But meanwhile, you're still a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect to be a Talmud Chacham. Just the deepest inside of your heart has to be there. If deep inside your heart you don't care, then you're a hypocrite. You should stop pretending on the outside. But if the deepest part of your heart is in there, and the outside you try to act in a certain way, the fact that sometimes in between the inside and the outside, in the middle someplace, you mess up, and you do the wrong thing when no one's looking, you do the wrong thing when some people are looking, you do the wrong thing here and there, you're still a Talmud Chacham, and you should just strive to continually be better and better. He quotes B'derech Drush that he found this question asked in one of the, you know, nowadays they published a lot of different Pirushim from the various Balei Tosfos, or collections from Balei Tosfos and Chumash, who asked, why do you have wood on the inside if the Talmud Chacham should be pure gold? And they gave seemingly a more technical answer. Well, because if it was all gold, it would be too heavy, and you have to be able to carry it. And he said, maybe that's exactly my point. To say you have to be all gold all the time, that's too heavy a burden to carry. Then no one will be a Talmud Chacham. You just have to make sure the inside is right, and then try your best on the outside, and then in between you'll grow more and more and more, but you're still a real Talmud Chacham.